the Reds entertain West Ham this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Adam Smith, Adam Melia and Fuad Hassan for this one. As always, we will get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Adam Melia, we get to bounce into this one on the back of another win. The Reds do the business against LASK on Thursday night. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but you can make a case for saying it doesn't really matter. They got the job done.
Yeah, it's a funny one to analyse in a sense, isn't it? Because I thought we probably ended the match as I expected the match to go. And we had enough in us that we could weather both sort of iffy selection ideas, interesting ideas that don't come off, a dodgy pitch, going a goal down. It didn't ever feel... I was watching it in a fairly extremely relaxed state of mind, really, eating a pie from a tea at the same time, partly cooking it as well during the first half. So yeah, it was it sort of, and I guess, you know, it being the first group game as well, as there isn't as much peril as even a standard league game. So I thought that I expected us to do the business, and so it proved. And yeah, I do enjoy the fact that we can keep getting better as games go on. Obviously you'd like to not be going a goal down all the time, but it didn't ever feel like it was going to be any trouble. And by the end, yeah, there were some things that I really liked. I'm really enjoying. I mean, you know, the post match show was a sort of like praise of Salah the entire thing, and it's absolutely true. You know, it's amazing to watch. But I'm really enjoying Darwin Núñez this season as well. I really like like sort of how his physicality sort of seems to have changed, and he his passing is there, which he wasn't last season, and he sort of, you know, he hasn't really scored that many goals, I guess, but he's just like so and he hasn't been on the pitch the entire time by any means, but I've really really enjoyed his part, and I'm really, you know, you just think if you can get a player like that to be doing what he's capable of, then there's, like, you know, there's no way you're not going to have an exciting season. And it's just a nice buzzy feeling at the moment around the club, I think.